We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:38, this is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. A Steelers Thursday. Good morning, I'm Larry Richard.
Yeah, this game day sort of sneaks up on you pretty quickly. Good morning, I'm Kevin Battle, and a couple big stories. Well, Bob Nutting, the owner of the Pirates, saying he has an agreement to sell his ski resorts, Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, to Vail Resorts. That's interesting. Also, Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education bleeding cash, of losing nearly $32 million last year, and they owe $3 billion in unsecured pensions and health care for retirees as well. So that's a big story as well, Larry. And COVID in Pennsylvania. We are one of six states leading the rise in COVID nationally. The six states account for 60% of the increase in hospital beds.
Well, wait a minute. I thought we were one of the best vaccinated rates in the country, too. Oh,
there's the rub.
What is going on? That's a great question. In the midst of all of this, there is a dire need for blood. Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, people are, for whatever reason, in need of and reluctant to give. The American Red Cross is providing 40% of the country's blood supply, facing historically low blood supplies. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Lisa Landis with the Red Cross. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning. We appreciate this.
Well, we hope that we can help move the needle, pun intended. This is, you know, a dire situation in some cases. So what can we do to help, and where are we right now in the Pittsburgh area?
Thanks so much for this opportunity. But, you know, for giving your listeners an opportunity here to help and make a difference in the lives of others, really. So what we're seeing, you did mention earlier, we are the Red Cross. We provide about 40% of the nation's blood supply. And, you know, this time of year, even, you know, take the pandemic out of the equation, we typically will see a decrease this time of year. Right about now, as folks are traveling with family and friends and doing a lot of holiday celebrations, giving blood is not top of mind for many. And so we can almost count on just a slight decrease this time of year and right at the beginning of summertime. Those are the two times we see a bit of a dip. Now, you take that that factor and then complicates a little bit more with the pandemic situation, because we've seen a significant decrease, not just in our folks that can hold and host blood drives, but in the number of blood donors that turn out to give. And so it has created quite a situation now where we are encouraging anyone who is feeling healthy and well to come out and donate, to just take an hour of your time and help make a difference in the lives of others.
Absolutely. And I donated yesterday. Your staff was extremely professional. Everything was clean. Everything was socially distanced. Everything was perfect. It took less than an hour. And you're having several big blood donation opportunities coming up throughout the region. Allison Park on the 17th, Bethel Park on the 23rd, Coriopolis on the 27th, also Greensburg on the 22nd. So there's opportunities for people to give, and they get a long sleeve T-shirt apparently as well. One question that people have, when they give blood, does that take away the antibodies or the efficacy of the vaccine?
It does not. Giving blood really does not impact any other medical conditions or situations or your current status. So that's a big part to cover, I think, and it's important to encourage folks, too, that there's a bit of a misinformation out there, a lot of confusion as far as can I donate if I've been vaccinated. In most instances, you absolutely can. It's just important that when you do complete your medical history, you include which vaccine you've received, and that's only because of timing. You know, there's a bit of a difference between your first and second, whether you've had your booster, et cetera. So anyone that's feeling healthy and well right now, not feeling under the weather or with a fever, can come out to help save lives.
And what if somebody doesn't know their blood type, Lisa? Would they be able to get that after donating blood if they haven't done it? And how would you encourage people who have not to maybe take that step for the first time?
Absolutely, they will. And we've received that question quite often. Can I give? I don't know what blood type I have. That is not a qualifier, if you will. You don't need to know. We actually will help provide you with a good bit of your medical background and information. The really cool thing, and I'll talk about this every time, all the time, is our Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's free. You can download that on most any mobile platform. You download the Red Cross mobile app. It's you could enter your zip code, find upcoming drives, make appointments, etc. But the cool feature here is it will actually log all of your medical history for you. So you can open that app at any time, see what blood type, when you gave last, when you're eligible to donate again. My favorite feature of this, after you give, and this happened to me, after you give about 2 weeks later, you know, your blood, your donation is processed, et cetera, but I got a little pop-up. It was not on top of my mind, wasn't thinking about it. It had been 2 weeks since I donated. I got a notification on my cell phone that told me my donation was being transported to a nearby children's hospital.
Wow.
You can see full circle where you're making a difference.
That,
and so, you know, it does track your blood type, but it gives you that update, too. It's great.
That's tremendous. What about how many people does an average pint of blood help save?
An average donation of blood, you know, a unit of blood, can save up to 3 lives, 3 people. So by spending, you know, 45 minutes to an hour of your day, you can save up to 3 lives. And I think it's important to share, too, that it's every 2 seconds in the United States, someone's in need of life-saving blood. Now, blood only stays on the shelf, has a shelf life of 42 days. So if you consider just balancing that out, you know, the need is there. Every 2 seconds, it could be a transfusion, someone going through chemotherapy or other, you know, cancer treatment. It could be a car accident victim. There's so many situations that require life-saving blood.
RedCrossBlood.org, a great opportunity for you to help, and this region is so generous. Lisa, we appreciate what you and your team members do with the Red Cross each and every day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for giving, and I hope everybody stays happy and safe this holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa Landis, Red Cross again, RedCrossBlood.org. Kevin, look at you, saving 3 lives yesterday. You're just a giver.
Oh, hopefully it lowered my blood pressure too.
No, I appreciate it, and I think it's great that you did that, and we hope we encourage some more people.
The process is so refined and so clean and so quick. You don't hardly feel anything, and you know, there's very little risk to you if you're worried about COVID. It's almost non-existent in that facility.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.